Okay, that's our opening. Today we're going to have a wonderful show. And my name is Reverend Paul Slatkis. Hi, welcome everybody to today's show. This is the 19th of April. We've been broadcasting for a lot of days home. And we've been broadcasting for a lot of days in studios here in the New York area, in Brooklyn, in Times Square, and 18th Street, 17 years, 10 years out there in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn, and about 8 years in Times Square Studios in Times Square, right where the Reuters building is. So thank you very much for tuning in, and we're going to have a wonderful show today. You know, I'm going to say it right up front, because how is everybody doing with their hair? I mean, you know, a lot of people can't go get their hair cut. They're changing. I know some people have asked others to cut their hair. You know, our appearance is a concerning issue for each one of us. However, we're going to do the best we can amongst the condition that we're in right at this moment. So today's show, what we're going to do is share once again, as we have each and every day, and as we have for 21 years, 5,000 or so shows. First, we're going to, of course, do the reading. I'll say, of course, because we're still in this concerning reality of life, St. Francis of Assisi's peace prayer poem. And I'd say probably that's a poem for life, because there's always somewhere in this world some concern about those, our brothers and sisters, not living a good life and an unfortunate life. So it's always good, not only now when our scenario has changed, but every day to recognize the fact that not everywhere is it as good as some have it. And so it's what they call empathy, I believe is the word. So we're going to read some of the prayer. Then we're going to have John Legend sing a song. He performed at a City Harvest event on Fox Television, and that was raised some money for City Harvest, raises money for food here in New York for, I think, about 30 or so years. And then after that, we're going to go to our movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope, because in that movie, we actually started it with Richie Havens back in 1989 for the 20th anniversary of Woodstock. But in there, we have a lot of people who are doing good in this world. We'll first hear Richie singing Freedom. I got a Freedom tie on. And then I think Diana Ross is going to perform. So we have a little Name That Tune in there. And Casey Musgraves and Pavarotti and Leonardo DiCaprio says something as a peace messenger, because it goes under our peace section. Our movie's called Peace, Love, and Hope. And then we're going to have a little commercial from Disney World. We sure hope we get to go to sooner than later. All right. There's nothing like the Disney establishments worldwide. After that, we're going to do something about the, which we saw this morning, about Navajo Indians, their lands and the people there who are dealing with coronavirus. There's, I think, 356,000 Navajos, and they have a lot of acreage, 17 or so million acres of land, but they have not what they need to deal with the coronavirus. So that's a concern, and I saw that on, I think, CBS this morning, Sunday morning, one of my favorite shows. I recommend it highly, as I recommend many shows on television. Television has really a lot to offer. And I'm proud that I've been in it for 45 years. CBS is one of my alma maters, along with Channel 13, PBS. So I've been fortunate to work on great shows with great people who have a lot of concern for others and wanting happiness and joy for their entertainment projects as well as their news. They are serious about that stuff. There's a lot of people that work very, very hard in the news media to get the story right. And so let's move on from there. And last night, actually, there was a powerhouse show, One World Together. And I'm going to record a little bit of that also to share, because I think you still can send some money over to those who are raising that money for. I think that's the World Health Organization. And I'm not sure if the Global Citizen, an organization that we know here in New York, who have been using the Times, the Central Park, my love, the Central Park, where we wanted to do our Peach Day concert, but I got ill and I wasn't able to do. And actually, the Global Citizen took the park from when I would have had it. So, but that's good. They're doing good and they've been very successful, and I congratulate them. So, and last night, what a show. They had a lot of superstars. So I recorded a few things just to share with you. And actually, there was something on there that I have always wanted to have part of the shows that we have, and that's the Rolling Stones. Okay, I was always a Beatles guy, but the Stones are great. They really, they come out and they do their thing. And then we're going to go to breathing. You know, I don't want you, I don't know if you know, but you probably do. But breathing is the key to existence. And the good breathing, having breathing techniques that can help you all day long. And Claire Diab is our guru and my guru for yoga, and Deepak Chopra's guru. And she's smart. And she thinks about our bodies, not one type of yoga or another type of yoga. They're all good. She knows them all. She's a wizard and professor even. But do what you feel is good. And the key, as she taught me, was the breathing, pranayama. So we have some very important segments today. It's an honor to get a few moments with all of you, and I thank you for tuning in. And if you have any questions or you want anything you would like to share, this great comments opportunity right on here right now, go for it. Put them on here, and if there's a question, I'll be happy to give it my best shot to answer it. So we're going to go to our website right now when I flip this around, and it worked. And that's always a good start, because the technical part is sometimes concerning. So City Harvest and John Legend and George Zakarian and others. Sounds not so great, just coming from the TV. Troubled Waters.
City Harvest, Benefit, Channel 5. John Legend. Right now, City Harvest. Go to Channel 5.
Scott, hey.
Great organization.
Cordelia, beautiful.
God bless everybody.
Hi, Willow.
Thanks
to all of you.
And there's one more person to thank for producing this show and being the camera operator, my incredible wife, Margaret Sapir.
We love you, New York.
Good night.
New York is adaptable.
New York City is magic.
I love New York for its resilience.
Resilience.
New York is
inclusive. New York is.
New York is
thunderous.
New York is irrepressible. New York is home.
Chung. Okay, New York is home. I know for me, we're here on the Upper West Side. So 7 o'clock, we will be also going out into the backyard here in my house, and I'm going to go up to the Museum of Natural History. It's not so easy to stay in all the time, right? So we have to, like, figure out what to do next, but be wise about it. But it's not easy. So this is our movie. It's actually a 2 hours and 15 minute documentary, full feature. Still needs some editing and a little more work, but we only spent 30 years on it since 1989. So we'll show you a little bit of the opening and some good people doing good things, for sure.
Summer of 69, the Vietnam War overshadowed the world, as war always does. America was split politically, culturally, and generationally. Amidst the confusion, a few music fans chose a small town in upstate New York for an outdoor summer concert. The word Woodstock became the symbol for an entire generation. The themes of peace, love, and hope reverberated in those fields and around the world for days and years forward.
Still do.
The legacy of Woodstock and its spirit of human potential lives on. In 1989, we created a Woodstock 20th anniversary celebration in Times Square, a portion of which we share today, along with those who represent peace, love, and hope. Enjoy the experience you are about to have. Woodstock forever. Peace, love, and hope.
Jimi Hendrix drummer.
Hi. What's your name?
Billy Oliver Sparks.
Billy Oliver Sparks. Yes. And what are you doing here today, Billy?
We're here from the town of Woodstock to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the original spirit of peace, love, and music, a new generation of commitment with the next generation that we want to pass a message to of involvement with the music and with the involvement with the government.
And what do you plan to do here today to commemorate that?
We're presenting Richie Havens, who is the lead artist, the first artist on the stage at the start of the original concert, with branches that we brought from the original festival site. The people in the town of Bethel were very encouraged that what happened there was not going to be forgotten. It was a lot more than drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It was about a nation coming together for 3 days around music in a peaceful way. And we're giving that message to the next generation so that they'll understand the importance of working together.
What are we going to say about this time in our lives to the next generations? Peace, love, hope. Talking a lot about not having that opportunity to touch others right now. A human need.
The word peace has many possible meanings. And the Messenger of Peace program has been vital to addressing some of the most pressing challenges of our time head on. Poverty, disease, human suffering, issues which defy the very concept of peace.
My feeling is that what is happening in this 20th anniversary is, in fact, clarity of the issue, clarity of the past, clarity of what Woodstock really stood for, and it's all going to the younger generation, whether the media knows it or not, or whether we know it or not, that's who's looking at it. And MTV has been playing it for months. And little do they know that the actual consciousness is seeping through, just as it did with the movie when it came out 20 years ago, to all the people who never made it. Yeah. So yes, we are far, 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 far ahead of our times in terms of getting over the hump, in terms of having the actual material who's willing to change it, which are the young people today. They are going to change it because it's their world as well.
We're
going to
change what's going on now.
So when it comes their turn to become the trustees of it, their consciousness is already imbibed with what should happen and what will happen.
There, now we're good.
My dad's the one to get frostbite. Ah! Dear, I've had a lot of practice with this. What if I have to pee? Not a problem. Just
a lot of families getting closer during this time, too. So we have throughout the show a movie named that tune. Mother's Day coming up, and I wanted to share this. Okay, nothing wrong with Disney World and Disneyland. All right, we're going to go now to this Navajo story. And I need to get to the right story, which is here, which is there. So this happened today on CBS.
Native American Indian community.
Amazing. How does it get there?
My grandparents are 80 years old. I am fighting for them.
Young's community, like Native nations across the country, is being ravaged by the coronavirus. There have already been more than 1,000 positive reported cases on Navajo Nation alone, the largest Native American reservation in the
NBC
country,
where television
the virus is now spreading
Channel
faster
4.
Than anywhere else in the region, at a rate more than 9 times higher than the neighboring Arizona.
This week already, we were at capacity.
Dr. Michelle Tom is a family doctor who grew up on Navajo Nation. She says pre-existing conditions like diabetes make the virus even more deadly. In a community where resources are already stretched too thin.
We only have 2 ventilators.
You have 2 ventilators for 17,000 patients?
Yeah.
Why do you think this pandemic is particularly hitting these Native communities so hard?
In the 50% poverty, people have a hard time getting food, traveling. You're saying 20 seconds of washing your hands with water. We have to haul the water. We barely even have water to wash dishes. I have dishes myself. I have to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours just to reach me.
What is the responsibility to...
Which is why leaders like Congresswoman Deb Haaland, have been fighting just to make sure Native tribes are included in federal relief efforts.
We wanted $20 billion for tribes. When the White House came back with zero, we were able to get tribes $8 billion.
What do you say to people who say, no, you're sovereign nations, you should absolutely handle this pandemic with your own resources?
Native American history is American history. You know, long before this was the United States, this was all Indian country. The U.S. is responsible for tribal health care.
In the meantime, Native leaders have had to take drastic measures at home. Setting up a separate hotel to quarantine possible cases, and implementing a curfew on the Navajo reservation, enforced by checkpoints and roadblocks. All while the National Guard distributes gowns, gloves, and food.
This is a life-saving difference.
And for this community, the danger is about more than their health. It's about the survival of their culture's roots. Tribal stars like famed golfer Notumegay III are trying to get the word out on social media, encouraging Native communities to stay home to protect their elders.
Some of our oral traditions are going to be lost because of COVID-19, because those are the keepers of the stories, the keepers of our histories.
It's a loss that Ali Young says her tribe simply can't afford.
Our cultures are in jeopardy right now if we lose our elders. They carry a lot of the knowledge and the ceremonies that we, the young people, are still learning,
and hope to one day share themselves. For Sunday Today, Morgan Rather, New York.
Good story. Sad story, but good story. Okay, well, thank you for that story. Let's see, we have one more here. This is the Stones. Okay. Well, this is not an easy time for anybody. I know that. And we're trying to show due respect by far. All right. Because you can't always get what you want.
Stones.
The show is called One World Together. They raised $127 million.
This is on channel 2, 4, and 7. Raise awareness about the COVID. Stones performing right now.
Okay. Boom. Okay. So I didn't actually read what I had wanted to, which I usually do the following. Maybe after you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And maybe this is a good time for the peace prayer. From St. Francis of Assisi, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. A woman, I would like to also offer to you as an ordained minister, if anybody wants to call me or conduct the ceremony as my honor. I'm here. That would mean a lot to me to help anybody in need. So let's go to Claire to practice a little breathing technique that might help you go to sleep.
We have breath of fire, which is a very, very powerful breathing technique, which will give us lots of energy. So actually, if you're in a stressful situation, this is not the breathing technique you want to do. You do this when you need to get more energy. And really good first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And if you drink coffee, that's fine. Just do these breathing techniques first and then have your cup of coffee, because breath of fire is like giving us a natural speed. So it's rapid breathing in and out through the nostrils like this. It actually strengthens your abdominal muscles and nourishes the intestines, strengthens our kidneys and adrenal glands, and this really purifies your lungs, which is real important as a firefighter and being around smoke, that on a daily regular basis, you do purify your lungs, because you can
to COVID virus.
With this breathing technique. So
breathing.
The breath out is just like a sniffle out, and the breath in is just like a sniffle in. When you exhale out, the belly goes in. So it's like this. And then you can speed it up.
Oh.
So I'll guide you with the words, I am, I am. As I say I, you take a breath in, and the am is the breath out. Okay? So I am, I am, I am. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Your eyes, tongue at fire point. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. Now inhale, keep your eyes closed. Notice what's happened. Feel the energy, the heat that we've created. Slowly opening your eyes. This is a very powerful breathing technique, and if it feels uncomfortable for you, then you just don't want to do it. And the next breath that we'll do is a little easier and just as powerful. It's called rhythmic breathing. It's two breaths in through the nostrils and two breaths out through the nostrils. Has the same benefits as breath of fire. This breath also can help you get upstairs fast without getting winded. So you would match each breath to the step. But first, let's just review and do the breath together. So it's like this. Okay, so let's do this together. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. In, out, out. In, out, out. In, out, out. Tongue at fire point. And inhale and exhale.
All right, Claire.
Notice how you feel now.
You're so beautiful. Thank you.
This, for a firefighter, and the sounding breath are the two most important breathing techniques you can do, because you can use these on the job. You can use them on your way to the fire. You can use them when you're in it, regulating the blood sugar levels, the blood pressure, calming yourself. That would be the sounding breath. The rhythmic breath gets you up the steps, uses less oxygen, and you'll have so much more energy. So when you do the in, out, out, for each breath, it's a step. So you would step, inhale, another step, inhale, and then another step, exhale, and another step, exhale. So it would be in, out, out, in, out, out. So go ahead and practice this in the stairs in your home or at work, because you want to practice it before, you know, getting yourself in that situation. And you'll pick it up in no time. Just a few trial runs, up and down, a couple sets of steps, and you'll be fine. And you'll notice. It's really incredible. So go ahead and experience it, and you'll see.
Thank you, Claire. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to just take a little walk out into our backyard here just to let you know that at 7 o'clock tonight we have been able to have a wonderful outreach of our neighbors. You can go to our goodnewsplanet.tv and see some of the good things they've been doing, mainly clapping and yelling and banging pans and pots and showing their love for our heroes. It's good to get outside. I'm going to go for a little walk up at the Museum of Natural History. Okay. I'm wishing everybody health and happiness, and may every leaf represent a good soul that hopefully will be saved at this concerning time. Our hearts are with them. And we're all together. Everybody's speaking about together. Last night's show is all about together. And that rock is a quartz rock. It has a lot of spirituality. As the earth does. So, let's be nice to Mother Earth as well. We're going to have a special, actually. We're going to have Kayla Peel talk about some of the good things that the youth are doing. Actually, a project with Amazon on Earth Day, even though every day is Earth Day. By far, and that's what some people consider the 22nd, some people consider it on the lunar eclipse time, honor, and some people just are wise enough to consider it every single day, humility, so trust, and compassion. Okay, be compassionate with Mother Earth, be compassionate with everything and everybody around you, and may peace prevail on Earth. And the good news, it does. All right, so Louise Hay, play a song, and to the park. Let's see what we got here. Life supports me every step of the way. I am fed, clothed, housed, and loved in ways that are deeply fulfilling to me. And I'm sure you are as well. So, this song, it seems to be a lot of people are performing it because it says a lot. This song's been dear to me for a long time.
You know.
All right, everybody, I wish you peace in your life. I wish peace on earth. I want to thank you very much. You're welcome to come over to my house when all this is over. And let's have, get wild and have fun and have a party. Wow, big day, big day. All right, everybody will feel good when this is all over. And it will get all over. But we need to be wise. That's the key to it all. Wisdom, smartness, and love and compassion carries us through the day, through the year, and every moment. Enjoy every moment. Bye-bye. Thank you.